Good morning. Let's sing together, all creatures of our God and King. You have a slide for us? Okay. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind that are so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And all ye men of tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Alleluia, alleluia. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship him in humbleness. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Amen. Praise God. So glad to be here this morning with all of you. And to not have to do quite so much talking, although I'll do a little bit here and there. And to be able to just hear these songs lifted up in praise to our God is just beautiful. So even though we're not asking a new question today, we are finishing up this series of questions that we asked of why should I believe? And so all these things that we've been tracking through over the past several weeks and the conclusions that we've reached, hopefully you'll see through the service how we go on that same journey. So at the beginning of the service, you'll notice that some of the songs and readings are a little more questioning. God, where are you? Who are you? And as we move through the service, we're realizing more and more as we look at these questions again and the answers that we've found, who God truly is. And so we want to go from the question, why should I believe, to the statement, now I believe. So before we sing our next song, I have a prayer that was written by Martin Luther that I would like to pray together, if you would bow with me. Behold, Lord, an empty vessel that needs to be filled. My Lord, fill it. I am weak in faith, strengthen me. I am cold in love. Warm me and make me fervent that my love may go out to my neighbor. I do not have a strong and firm faith. At times I doubt and am unable to trust you altogether. O Lord, help me. Strengthen my faith and my trust in you. Through Christ we pray. Amen. So we begin with a reading, and each of the readings that we do, people will just be at their seat and I'll bring the microphone to you. The readings will be on the screen as well as we go through. So the first is from Ecclesiastes 2, our question, why should I believe God matters?
The wise have eyes in their heads, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I said to myself, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said to myself, this too is meaningless. For the wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered. The days have already come when both have been forgotten. Like the fool, the wise too must die. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy, but to the sinner he gives the taste of gathering and the storing up of wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart
wash me anew in the wine.
text on our question, why should I believe God exists? Reading from Job 38 and 40. Betty, if you would.
Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you can. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone?" The Lord said to Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God answer him." Then Job answered the Lord, "I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more." Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm, "Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Would you discredit my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself? Do you have an arm like God? And can you voice thunder like this? Then adore yourself with the glory and splendor, and clothe yourself in honor and majesty. Unleash the fury of your wrath. Look at all who are proud and bring them low. Look at all who are proud and humble them. Crush the wicked with where they stand. Bury them all in the dust together. Shroud their faces in the grave. Then I myself will admit to you that your own right hand can save you."
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that strengthens thee. I am the Lord that strengthens thee. I am the Lord that strengthens thee. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the way, the truth, the life. So be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Continuing in Job 42.
Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge?' Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.'"
Amen. Thank you. Let's stand together as we sing this. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder.
my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Let's sing the hymn now.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Question was, why should I believe God speaks? Psalm 19, Jordan.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet, their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like the bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen.
All praises be to the King of kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
Soprano.
All hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He is wonderful.
Tenors.
All praise. Hallelujah. salvation and glory, honor and power. He is wonderful. Face. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. Our God, He is wonderful. Everybody again. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. Our God, He is one. Bass drop out. All praise. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Tenor drop out. All praise.
Hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful.
Soprano drop out.
All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
Everybody in, twice more.
All praise. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. All praise.
Salvation and glory.
He is wonderful.
Amen. Remain standing.
You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. Oh, I stand in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you.
Let's sing it to Him again.
And I stand in awe of you, oh, I stand. I stand in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you.
Amen. Have a seat. Our next question was, why should I believe God sent Jesus? So, reading from John 5.
Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Verily, truly I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. I have testimony weightier than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, The very works that I am doing testify that the Father has sent me, and the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?
Sing the first two verses of this song. We saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld thy cottage home in that despised Nazareth. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God. We saw thee not when lifted high amid that wild and savage crew, nor heard we that imploring cry, forgive, they know not what they do. But we believe the deed was done that shook the earth and veiled the sun. But we believe the deed was done that shook the earth and veiled the sun. Next question was, why should I believe God raised Jesus? And we have this reading from John 20, right in the point of that song when that happened. So Jackie, if you would.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
Amen. We gaze not in the open tomb where once thy mangled body lay, but readily in that upper room, nor met thee on the open way. But we believe that angel said, why seek the living with the dead? But we believe that angel said, why seek the living with the dead? We walk not with the chosen few who saw thee from the earth ascend, who raised to heaven their wondering view. Then low to earth all prostrate bend. But we believe that human eyes beheld that journey to the skies. But we believe that human eyes beheld that
that journey to the skies.
Dave, let me get that from you.
No, Thomas, also known as the twin, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
Thomas's song. This is the first song that I thought of when I knew that the title for this service would be "Now I Believe." Because you see Thomas himself going through in the song, just as in the scripture, this doubting phase, wondering whether this could actually be true, what he's heard about Jesus, and then actually in coming face to face with him, believing and declaring, "My Lord and my God." Jesus, you were all to me. Why did you die on Calvary? O Lamb of God, I failed to see how this could be part of the plan. They say that you're alive again, but I saw death and every sin reach out to claim their darkest wind. How could this be part of the plan? If I could only hold your hand and touch the scars where nails were driven, I would need to feel your side where holy flesh by spear was riven. Then I believe, only then I believe. Your cruel death was part of a heavenly plan. Holy presence, holy face, a vision filling time and space. Your nearness makes my spirit brave. Could this be part of the plan? I see the wounds that cause the cry from heaven, ocean, earth, and sky. When people watch their Savior die, could this be part of the plan? Reaching out to hold your hand and touch the scars where nails were driven. Coming near, I feel your side where holy flesh by spear was riven. Now I believe, Jesus.
Jesus, now I believe. Your cruel death was part of a heavenly plan. I proudly say, with blazon cry, you are my Lord and my God. Amen.
Our very last question that we ask in this series was, why should I believe God cares? Why should I believe God cares for me personally? And so I took this couple of verses from Romans 8, which we studied on that question. And Paul says in verse 31, what then shall we say in response to these things? What do you say in response to these things? As we've gone through this series, but just as we've gone through this service now, to these questions, why should I believe that the question of God even matters? Why should I believe that He exists? Why should I believe that God speaks to us? Why should I believe God sent Jesus as the Son of God and the Savior of the world? Why should I believe God raised Jesus from the dead to give us hope of eternal life? And why should I believe that God actually cares about me and those I care about? What should we say in response to these things that we've read from God's Word in response to all these questions? And Paul puts it this way, by meditating once again on the heart of Christianity, our Lord on the cross, giving His life in our place. And he says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? God has paid the ultimate price. There's no price He won't pay to bring you to Himself. He's proven that to us by giving His own Son. And that's a sobering thought because of what it took for God to eradicate our sin, to overcome death. But Paul's using it as a joyful statement that now nothing in all creation can come between us and the love of God, because the cross is not only a sobering moment, it's the moment we most clearly see God's great love. And so, at this time, I hope you've come with me. I hope there's people who listen to this podcast. I hope that we put out with all these questions we've asked. I hope that you'll turn people on in your life to these questions and these answers, these things that we've seen as we go out and we share the gospel. I hope that if you've come with questions like I do, we're still going to keep having questions beyond this, but I hope that at this point you're able to say the statement, now I believe. And if you do believe, now is an opportunity at the end of our service to respond in faith, to put on Christ in baptism, confess Him as Lord, and you get to turn away from that old life that was crummy anyway. It's worthless anyway, and yet even in that state, God said, it's worth everything to me. I'll give my own Son. So if you have any need to respond, I invite you to do that now. I invite you to come and get, if we have prayer card copies that get put out on the table, I welcome you to come and grab one of those.